It is good to be in the house of the Lord today. It's good to be here amongst you and with you. We are friends.
Amen.
Any Christian that's not a friend isn't walking in the will of God.
Amen.
Any Christian don't love the others with all their hearts and walking in the will of God.
That's right.
We're commanded. In the Bible, we are commanded. And before I forget, let me do say that September 13th and 14th will be our Bible conference. If you all can come, I will be much happy. And you will be a blessing to us and our church. It's always a pleasure to go and be amongst God's people, to visit with them once again. We don't know how much longer we'll be able to do such things.
Right.
We don't know what the world's going to become.
Right.
We may not be allowed to gather like this. We take our freedoms that God has given to us as granted sometimes. I know I can hear your bellies growling right now for food. It's not one of my favorite times to preach. Right before lunch. That's usually somebody else's fault, but it is mine today, and I'm thankful to be here. Thankful to speak. I am going to be in Psalms 1. I'm going to be in the Proverbs and Luke a little bit in my introduction. I do have I have a lengthy message, but I will get it in. I preached this at our church a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago just to test it, and I got down on time, but today I probably will not. I'll be down on time, but I probably won't finish it. You know, it saddens me at the time we live in. We live in time of apostasy. Apostasy is taking place. People are falling away from the churches. People are falling away from the Lord. People no longer hear to the truth of God's word. People no longer want to hear God's word true and the truth. People don't want to obey God and His commandments. Church is not important to a lot of people. We live in sad times. We really do. There was a time when churches were full. There were times when preachers went out to a mountainside and or on a hill to stand and speak, to be heard over all the thousands that stood below them. What's wrong? What's happened? Pride. The Lord told us our biggest enemy is our lust. Lust. I want to talk this morning just a little bit, and I promise you I will try to be out in just a few minutes, about success in life. As people, people of flesh, human beings, we are the most prideful people, aren't we? We are. I don't care who you are a prideful person. We all are. Brother Sitters rubbed me about the Cowboys. I know they're terrible. But I'm still proud of them. Really, we are. We're prideful, aren't we? How about LSU? There! Go Kittens! I'm sorry, Tigers! See, a lot of you probably got a little angry at me about that. We are prideful, aren't we? You know what pride does? Pride destroys us. God said in Proverbs 11:2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. When pride comes, shame follows. God went on to say in Proverbs 29, verse 3, the first part, a man's pride shall bring him low. Pride may make you stand tall in the world. It may even make you successful in the world. But as a Christian, pride only hurts us. Now, I thought you were talking about success. Success is the opposite of pride. You don't have the two together. People through pride want to be successful. So their parents, grandparents, and eventually themselves will build a road to success for their life and their family's life. So success in this world begins with a good or great education. You got to be smart to be successful. I've heard that all my life. You got to get that education. You got to be smart. That's not what God says. Because the better education you have, the more successful you can be. Parents are prideful about their children, aren't they? My wife's got a new grandbaby. She cannot show me enough pictures of that child. Church member gets a new child or a new grandbaby. I cannot see enough pictures of that child. Don't all babies kind of look alike? Aren't they all cute? I'm not criticizing them, but a baby is a baby, isn't it? But we're proud, aren't we? Parents will mortgage their future to support their children. Why? Because pride is about self. The Lord said, "Who are in Luke chapter 14, verse 11, the Lord said, For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Abased means to be depressed, figuratively to humiliate oneself. Vines divides it this way: to make low, to bring low, a bringing of the ground, or to the ground, making level. But we must ask, why all the negativity about pride, about successfulness in this world? Because the success of this world is not what Christians are about. The problem is, Christians allow themselves to get carried away with the world. So young children, they grow up, they come up and sing. Next thing you know, they're trying to sing at school, they're trying to sing at a concert hall, and next thing you know, they won't be on CMT. MTV. BET. Whatever it is. What do they want? They want success. You ask most singers, well, where did you learn to sing? In church. But I'm not there no more. He won't tell you that, but that's what he's saying. I became successful. I don't need church anymore. A lot of pastors and churches, they become successful. They don't need the Lord anymore. They don't need the doctrines anymore. Because they're growing, they're successful, teaching about things that isn't scriptural anymore. The Lord said it will bring you low. So let's see what God says about true success. And what is a good roadmap to success? Is money success? All of us love money, don't we? We got to have it to live, don't we? Got to pay the bills. Got to pay your taxes. Need to tithe. But the Lord said in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. What did he just say? The love of money is the root of all evil. Can you see pride in that? I can. I don't see success in it, though. Which some will covet after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let's go to our text real quick in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Let that soak in for a second. You know, we can preach and we can preach and we can teach, we can preach, we can teach, we can pray, we can teach, but we cannot cause people to understand. We cannot cause people to believe. We cannot cause people to change their minds or change their path in life. We cannot cause people to be saved. I got preachers throughout the years that has asked me, Brother Randy, pray for my children that God will save them because they have unrepented children. Just because I'm a pastor doesn't mean my children will be saved. God never made us that promise. Many pastors, their children are never saved. Many glorious church members, their children are never saved. A lot of them grow up to be heathenists, hating God, hating the church, and hating the truth. So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord. His delight is the law of the Lord. That, my friend, is success. Loving the law of the Lord and making the law of the Lord your path in life. And in his law doth he meditate 10 minutes a day. When he studies for to memorize a Bible verse. When his parents make him. When his pastor embarrasses him because he calls on him to quote something and he don't know it. No, day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the water, rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth, he shall prosper. Beloved, that is success.
Amen.
Tell me or show me a billionaire. You know a bunch of them, not personally, but you know them. Bozo, who used to run Amazon. Gates, who used to run Microsoft. They're all billionaires. Musk, Trump, all of them are billionaires. And show me one that's successful and happy. There's no such thing. They just have money. You can't be happy in this world. This world will not make you happy.
That's right.
It pulls you down. It draws you down. It sucks you in. It causes you to go against the Lord. You cannot serve God and mammon. One will cause you to hate the other. First, true success is God's way, not the way of the world. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord says, only thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest deserve to do all the law, all the law, all of the law, all of the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. There it is again, isn't it? Day and night. And what's the benefit if you do meditate day and night? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and when thou shalt have good success. True success is not according to the pridefulness of this world, our prideful ways of this world, but by learning and following the scriptures of God, and then you will be successful in life. Amen. Because there's no one can make you more successful in life than he that sits upon the throne. Amen. You can seek all the fame you want, you can seek all the riches you want, but when you die, will you carry anything with you? As Job said, naked I come into this world, naked I shall leave this world. But the things of God you will take with you when you leave this world. The Lord will give us crowns of righteousness for what we do for Him on this earth. There's not a better level, not a better or higher level of education than that of God. You can have 100 PhDs, you can have it in 100 different subjects, and it doesn't even get close to equivalent with the education you get in the house of God. Now, I'm not here to bash seminaries, but they're schools. They teach you how to preach. Some of them teach you doctrine. Most people come out of seminaries, they're business people. Right here in this place is the best seminary in the world. Because God has put it together, and your pastor is the man that God has put in this pulpit to teach you. You are to learn them, observe them, study them day and night, and if you do, you will also prosper and be successful. The roadmap to the success for anyone is in God's Word. However, let's go to Isaiah 55. I've got to hurry. However, it is the last place most people, even large numbers of Christians, look for their roadmap to success. It is! I went to a church in my younger years. It's the first church I ever was a member of, this Country Baptist Church of Sulphur Springs. Pastor Horace Hammond was my father-in-law and pastor. He taught me, by the grace of God, things I know today. I grew up learning from him at his feet for 20 years. That's where you get your education. That's where you learn. Study day and night. Think upon the Lord day and night. Go to church every time the doors are open. Be active in church. This is the house of the Lord, called the body of Christ. Amen. It is a real church, a true church, with a real pastor and a real congregation of real saved, baptized people. People that have been years and decades learning, studying on that roadmap to success and have been successful in the Lord. In this time of apostasy, I give our church great accolades a lot of times because we haven't fallen. We haven't fallen because of God's grace to us. And the reason God has so much grace upon us is because we stand true to God's Word. We have to stand true to God's Word. Isaiah 55 verse 9, I don't even know if I've read it this year or not. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, the Lord says. My thoughts than your thoughts, the Lord says. Think about that. The Lord is higher than us. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. Listen closely what the Lord's going to say. And return not thither, but water the earth and make it bring forth bud. In other words, the Lord brings down rain and you ought to see my garden. Last year it was burning up. This year it's just running all over the place right now. I've already got cucumbers on it. I've got tomatoes on it. I've got watermelon plants just fit to take off toward the church right now. Because the Lord brought down the rain, it's nourishment to them. And it giveth seed to sower and bread to the eater. So let them sow my word be that goeth out of my mouth, the Lord said. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. It's not God's fault that you are the way you are. I'm not talking about you all, but a lot of Christians who won't go to church, who won't read their Bible, who won't take time to learn, who won't take time to be successful in the Lord. God sends down the word like rain from heaven to water the plants and make them grow, be prosperous. He sends his word down through your pastor to rain it upon you, to make you prosperous and successful in the Lord. Success is not money or prosperity in the world. It's about learning the scriptures and walking in them. Next. But we are blessed because we not walk not with the ungodly of the world. That's how you remain in the Lord. Stay away from the ungodly. Stay away from the ungodly. Stay away from the ungodly. The Lord can't say it enough. Yep. He said in our text, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. This is completely opposite of what the world will teach you. The soul that believes that prosperity and life is according to the things of the world is exactly what God gave in the law. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, knowing this, listen to the words, knowing this, that the law is not for a righteous man, but for the lawless, or disobedient, and ungodly, for sinners, for unholy profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mother and the manslayers. We are to learn those things of God. We are not judged according to the law. We are judged according to the things we do for the Lord. Jesus Christ went to that cross and he gave his life and he shed his blood to make us righteous. We will go into eternity clothed with Jesus. His entire life was spent to bring our redemption and to cause us to be righteous in the eyes of God, to be prosperous unto the Lord, to be a glory unto God. And what are we doing about it? What is success to us? Walking in the path of this world is to walk in ungodliness. It is not the path to true success, but rather the path to destruction. Job said in Job chapter 21, I've got to hurry, verse 13 through 15, they spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore, they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. They don't want a God. They don't want to see God. And when you deal with mammon, when you allow yourself to be a friend of this world, you too will despise God. You cannot worship God and mammon. One will cause you to hate the other. What is the Almighty? Job said that we should serve Him. Who's God? Who needs God? I don't need God. I have my success here. I'll make my own way. Go ahead. And what profit should we have if we pray unto Him, they ask. What's God going to do for me? I can do it myself. You know what people believe in works for salvation believe? They don't need Jesus Christ. They don't need God's grace. They're handling it themselves. They're going to get themselves to heaven. But really, in reality, they're just getting themselves into hell deeper and deeper. Thank God for grace. Oh, goodness. So let's skip down to our last point. And go back to Psalms 3 and then go to Jeremiah 17. I'll finish in Jeremiah 17. Psalms 1, verse 3. The last point is this. This is God's roadmap for success. Listen to me, young people. Don't get caught up, and older people, don't get caught up in the desires of the world. This world is not our home. We are pilgrims passing through. We're not a part of it. It's not a part of us. It hates us. To us, we are worse than Israel to most of the world because we are Christians. So the Lord said in Psalms 1:3, and he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water and bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth, he shall prosper like the rain that comes down from the Lord down to the earth to feed our gardens, to feed us. Gives us grain so we make bread to eat. So we can fix that food out there that you're about to eat and eat. It all took the rain coming down. People don't realize what goes into something. They only go to the store. Well, right now if you go to Walmart, there's a lot of things not there anymore. We don't have enough food to feed everybody. Do you know that? All these people coming across the border right now? We don't have enough food to feed another 20 million people. Enjoy what you got. You may not have. Remember the pandemic when you used to go to Walmart? But to us, who studied the Word of God day and night, go to the house of God, we learn the truth and we stand upon the truth, And we don't allow ourselves to get caught up in the world and to get caught up in the pride, get caught up in the self, and we don't get ourselves separated from the Word of God and from the church. The most important institution on this earth is the Lord's church. It's the body of Christ. It's the seminary of God to you. It's the most blessed you will ever be in your life. It's in the house of God. Prosperity, success, it's in the Word of God.
Amen.
Book by book, verse by verse, cover to cover, it's the Word of God. A tree planted by the river has plenty of water to produce much fruit and be successful. As does a Christian that's living in the Word of God. Jeremiah, I'll finish with this. Chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And whose hope is in the Lord. Trust, hope. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, because you have trust and hope in the Lord. And that spread out his roots over the river, and shall not seed when the heat cometh. We all know what heat is, don't we? You live in Louisiana, I know you know what heat is. But her leaves shall be green. When the heat, summer heat comes, by July, that beautiful garden I'm talking about is going to turn brown. I'm going to go through there and I'm going to pull it up by the roots and throw it out the back. Not us in the Lord. We shall prosper. We shall always be successful. He goes on and says, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. We don't stock up, do we? We don't can everything for tomorrow. Remember Israel when they were in the wilderness? Lord, rain down manna from on high. So don't take for tomorrow. Tomorrow there'll be more. Do you trust the Lord? If you don't trust the Lord, fill your pockets with that manna. But when you trust in the Lord, you'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow gets here. The Lord promised. You know the Lord promised? Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Being fruitful is our success. Fruitful in the Word of God. Fruitful in the Lord is our success in life. And fearing and believing, God will make us, as the Lord said, shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit, because we are in the Lord.
Amen.
Do we trust God? Do we trust God? Folks, we have to tighten down our straps, as my father-in-law used to say. Times never get tough for those in the Scripture. A drought never comes. We never need to worry about a thing. You know why? And I'm going to quit. You know why? Because God promised us. Did God not promise us in Romans 8:28 that all things would work out to the good? Do you believe it? Do you believe that your success is in the Word of God and not in this world? God bless you.
Amen.